Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Oh, hello there. I'm Ryan Reynolds, and you are listening to the Court Case Podcast. Maximum effort.
Hello, and welcome to the Court Case Podcast with me, your host, James Court.
And the co-host, Sweet Tea.
We've got an amazing show lined up for you today. We've got a cool guest, Elliot Crosley, TikToker and impressionist. He's going to be chatting to us all things TikTok and voice acting. All of that is coming right after this. Good Life Competitions, they're the sponsor of this episode. Now, they are a subscription service that automatically enters members into a luxury prize competition every single day, as well as a luxury car competition every month.
Now, who wouldn't want that?
Exactly. This month, they're giving away PlayStation 5s, Apple Watches, iPhones, a Tesla.
A Tesla?
Musk's Tesla and more. It might not be Musk's specific Tesla, but he made them.
It could be like one of those little... those people in Spain where they sell knockoffs.
Oh, what? When you're on holiday?
Yeah, what they're called? Dupes.
Vendors. Street vendors. It's not going to be a street vendor Tesla, guys. It's going to be on the same par as Elon Musk's, okay? And they've given away over £3 million worth of luxury prizes to date and have over 1,500 five-star Trustpilot reviews. Okay?
Trustpilot reviews?
Trustpilot, they're pretty top-notch. They're the guys that
they're
tell you whether something's... Yeah, whether something's screwy or not. So this is all on the level. Now, a membership is only $8.99 per month and it will give you automatic entry into 30-plus competitions every month, all of which are live streamed every day at 7 o'clock on Facebook and Twitch, so you can watch the competitions happening live.
Fantastic.
And that works out, if you do the maths, at 30 pence per competition. So theoretically you could spend 30p on a Tesla.
Wow,
that's pretty. Or a PlayStation 5
or an Apple Watch.
So members get 25 entries into each competition, which means you get an incredible 750 entries every single month. And the best part is they offer a 7-day free trial, which means you could win great prizes for free. So the first 7 competitions are on the house with these guys. So for the next 7 days, you'll be entered into 7 competitions for zero cost. So who
isn't? See, now that is a way to cheat the system.
Exactly. Get your nice little free trial, win a free Tesla, goodbye.
You can't say no.
Yeah, and you can cancel at any time.
Oh, well, there you go.
So
then.
It's really a win-win.
Do your 7 days, then sign up with another email. Just continue that for the rest of the year.
It's fantastic value for money. Now, signing up is incredibly easy. You simply hit the link in the description to this podcast, and it takes 30 seconds to sign up to the 7-day free trial, and you'll automatically get 25 entries for the next 7 competitions. That's 175 free entries, plus 25 entries into the Tesla competition. That Tesla has your name on it. It's a no-brainer. You guys know what to do. Hit the link in description. Sign up. Get those free entries and good luck. Okay. Hello, Elliot. How are you doing today?
I'm very well. Thank you for having me on today. How are you both doing?
Good.
Yeah, we're both doing great. We've just both been enjoying the surprising British sunshine today.
Sunny September. How weird.
It's. I like to think that the British weather has a bit of a sort of bipolar situation. One day it's nice and sunny and warm. The other day it's just wet and cold. And it's just a bit all over the place. It's a bit crazy.
Yeah.
100%.
You managed to go swimming today, didn't you?
In the sea, yeah. Mad. It's quite cold.
Oh.
Yeah.
But you are, so for the people that don't know, you are Elliot Crosley. You are a voice actor and impressionist. You're on TikTok.
So I've been told, yes.
Yes. And so got questions from listeners, and one of them is from a guy called Tommy Luckton. He's like said, how old were you when you first realized that you could do impressions, you know?
Well, first of all, thanks for the question, Tommy. I kind of realized from a young age that I liked to perform, and I'd put on silly voices and stuff when I was a lot younger. But it wasn't until I was in my, I think it was when I went to college and started like studying performing arts and drama, that I realized I could start sort of manipulating the voices of others. And it kind of came out of the blue, really. It was something I didn't really plan on doing, but then it happened and people were like, God, you sound like this person. And oh, you sound like that person. It's like, oh, okay, thanks for that, I suppose. Yeah.
Do you remember the first voice that you were like, I can do this one perfectly?
Ooh.
I can do this one.
The first voice. I think the first voice I ever learned to sort of do was, I used to be able to do it really well. I can't do it so much anymore. Was Chris Tarrant, the host of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But he's, like the show and like himself, has kind of disappeared into the void of what's on TV and stuff these days. That was when I was not doing it as seriously. I think when I first started trying to do it properly, first voice I really learned to do was David Tennant.
Yeah.
And that's from cool. There, it kind of just, it became this new sort of thing that I started doing. I was like, okay. So yeah, David Tennant was the first one, and then it kind of just spawned as some sort of weird monster from there on afterwards.
Oh, right, yeah. I've heard your David Tennant. I like your David Tennant.
What made you want to start a TikTok account?
Peer pressure, I guess.
Really?
No. It was, I have a few friends who use it as well. They kind of just said, like, you'd really do well on it. You should do your impressions. Yeah. And you've got a warped sense of humor. And I took them going, is that meant to be a compliment? Because if so, that's a very backwards one for me. A lot of people suggested it and said that you could have some fun with it. And I thought, well, I've already tried things on Facebook and YouTube, and they've either been popular or just gone under the radar.
Yeah.
And yeah, like I did TikTok, did a few things on there, and it kind of went a bit crazy. I mean, even I'm still a bit like, what? Like, I've started doing live videos on there, so like interacting with people who follow me and stuff. And
that's cool.
It usually goes down really well. Like, we have just chats about stuff, and I just say to people, if you want me to do impressions, please like leave a comment, tell me what you want me to do.
Aww.
And a lot of the time, people just want to talk to me and just like listen to me chat absolute nonsense, which I'm not complaining about, but it's like, you follow me for a reason. Do you want me to do that for you?
It is, there's something satisfying about listening to people doing impressions, though. I don't know what it is.
Yeah
it definitely does. There is some sort of like, there's some fun to be had from it, because it's weird hearing someone else's voice come out of someone that looks nothing like them. So like, you could talk to like, say, someone who about 4 foot tall, has blonde hair and wears glasses, and all of a sudden they were like, hey there, how you doing? It's me, your good friend, Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm doing this new movie. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. It's called Terminator 12. Who cares anymore?
Oh my God.
But, yeah,
that was good.
That's so cool.
Well, thank you very much. I do appreciate it. Although I must say, Joe Gaudette does an absolutely top-notch Arnold Schwarzenegger impression. So look him up on all the social medias, you'll be blown away. The man is a talented Aww. Individual.
That's a good question, actually. What impressionists or voice actors like inspire you?
Wow. Well, when I was growing up, I used to watch a TV show. Well, it started off as a radio show, then it got turned into a sketch show on BBC called Dead Ringers.
Right.
And one of the impressionists, well, all the impressionists on there inspired me. You had people like Phil Cornwall and Jan Ravens and John Coulshaw, who is known around as like one of the most famous impressionists in the UK.
Oh, Coulshaw and Stevens. He did that show, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. And I got quite lucky in the sense that I'm actually friends with him now. He's given me advice and stuff, and we actually had him as a guest on a podcast that I work on with some friends of mine called We Sound Familiar. He did a recreation of one of the sketches from the show where they had David Tennant show up as a guest star. And he said to me, would you be interested in reciting that for me? And I was like, yes.
Oh,
that's so cool.
So people like him, Alistair McGowan and Rory Bremner, those are a lot of people who inspired me to want to do impressions and stuff.
That's so cool.
Coleshaw's Ross Kemp is legendary. I love his Ross Kemp. It's fantastic.
Oh my God, yes.
I need to show you his videos on YouTube. It's so funny.
Definitely. Especially the one he did with for Red Nose Day, where they were talking about working with women who work in fashion and everything. And every couple of seconds, he's like, and it got so heated, I had to vacate the premises immediately. And it shows him running down the road. It's like, what?
It's so funny. We've got some more questions from our audience here. One person, cool. Maddie Bailey, said, how do you decide what impression you want to learn and do? So how do you go, I want to try and learn Kermit the Frog today? Or like, how do you decide on a voice?
Oh, right. Well, first things first, I learned Kermit the Frog many years ago. And that was, I had to sell my soul to Satan for that one. But yeah, sorry. Also, thanks for the question, Maddie. It's one of those things where I suppose there are certain voices I'd heard in the past, or I thought I wouldn't mind learning to do that, or thinking, oh, that'd be cool or fun to try and have a mess around with.
Yeah.
And also, I suppose it's one of those things where what's relevant or popular at the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I remember years ago, a friend of mine, a very close friend of mine, said to me, if you can learn to do a Robert Pattinson impression whilst the Twilight films are out, I'll go on a date with you.
Oh.
Needless to say, that never happened.
Oh, okay.
I wish I learned it because he's going to be Batman very soon.
He is, yeah.
But yeah, I suppose it's kind of, again, what's relevant at the time and what's popular and even what's still to this day kind of thing. So whether it's pop culture things like Kermit the Frog or Skeletor from Masters of the Universe, or things that are current, relevant and popular, like say David Tennant, Ryan Reynolds, and Ian McKellen and people like that.
Yeah.
So it's kind of going with what's hip, what's cool at the moment, and going from there.
What you want to do is you want to find out where Robert Pattinson is filming Batman, sneak on there, be like, what is your Batman voice? What have you got going? Take some notes and then be ready for as soon as the film comes out.
Well, the only thing we've got so far of what he sounds like is from that trailer they released. So all we have to go on is just him going, I'm vengeance. And that's it. And we're like, great, I can make a career from that.
There you go. Outside of TikTok, what other sort of voice acting work do you do?
Well, I'm currently with a agency that's called Voice Fox, and they basically get me to do just basically most voiceover work kind of things. So things like narration for adverts or TV shows, documentaries, and the odd video game here and there.
Cool.
In fact, the other month, not too long ago, I was so close to getting a part in a Lord of the Rings video game, which just got announced.
Is it the new Middle Earth?
Kind of. It's called Lord of the Rings Gollum. It's the one based on just Gollum.
I'm excited for that game.
Yeah, I was nearly in that. And when I saw the trailer hit YouTube, I was there screaming, pulled my hair, I was like, son of a bitch!
Oh,
and yeah, so cool. I sat there and cried a little bit. It's like, I could have been Gollum.
Stupid fat hobbits.
And I was like, God damn it.
Christ.
But yeah.
Coming close is still pretty cool.
That is cool.
You know?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. But it's one of those things, like, if it's not just voice work, it's like being an actor as well. It's like, for every one yes job you get, you're going to get at least 10 no's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So unless you're, I don't know, like Robert Downey Jr. or something, it's like you're going to hear a lot more no's than you're going to hear yeses.
Yeah, you've got to stay motivated.
Mm. Have you done any other video games before? Have you got any video game parts?
No, that would have been my first one when I was really gutted about. but I'd love to do a video, like some video games, because growing up, like one of the first voices I learned to do was because my brother and I played this game quite a lot, was the Metal Gear Solid franchise.
Oh yeah, I like those games. Yeah,
And one of the first voices I learned to do was David Hayter as Solid Snake. Yeah. And so that would have been a pretty cool franchise to get involved with.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
Have you watched the video where the voice actor does the guy does the dummy thick?
Colonel, I'm trying to sneak around, but I'm dummy thick. And the clap of my ass cheeks keeps alerting the guards.
No!
The guy that you just named, the Solid Snake guy.
David Hayter. Yeah,
David Hayter. He does I'm dummy thick and the clap of my ass cheeks is alerting the guards. And he does it as Solid Snake. It's so funny.
I did not know that was a thing. I need to find this.
Search it on YouTube. It's probably just Metal Gear Solid dummy thick and it will come
up. I'm going to get some weird search results on my like thingy and Google are going to contact me saying, what is this you are looking up today? It's like, Google, no, it's not how it looks.
This is the second guest that's come on that's been like, your searches are weird.
Yeah, that is a problem.
Because Danny from the Gradual Report was like, what is your search history?
What do you guys do with your spare time? Yes.
What's your video games you playing at the moment? Because I love a good video game.
Well, at the moment, I've just finished the Miles Morales Spider-Man game, which is honestly, it is incredible.
How good
it's
was
such
that?
Such a great game.
I've shown you that game.
Yeah, that is really well filmed.
Filmed?
Definitely.
Not filmed. No, what's the word? Designed.
Created.
Designed,
yeah. Well, with the way video games are going these days, wouldn't be surprised if they filmed us. Like, yeah, we filmed this on a green screen.
Have you heard how they made like Red Dead Redemption 2?
Yeah, wasn't it? They got motion capture actors.
Yeah, and even they put the motion capture dots on the horses and stuff. And so
they basically almost were filming it.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Insane. That's my favorite game, I think.
And then you just got to sit there and think to yourself, like, considering what a lot of the gamers do in Red Dead Redemption 2, you've got to sit there and think, did somebody actually throw a horse across the room just to see what it looked like I got hit by a train?
Yeah.
Okay. Gunther, no!
That's an incredible game, that. Like,
I've yet to play it.
No way. Oh, you've got to. It's phenomenal.
It's really fun.
The story made me cry.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
it's quite sad.
It's so sad.
It's sad.
Wow, court case spoiler alert, guys. No, I do want to play it. It's just with a lot of like the acting work, I don't get a lot of time to play games as such. Like, it's only because during lockdown things got a bit quieter, so I thought, I've got some time to kill and might as well play a video game or two. And I got through the first Spider-Man game again, ready to play Miles Morales. And then I did. So it was literally, it felt like a continuous story and it just flowed so well.
Yeah.
It's totally worth it.
We got another question.
Go for it.
Jonathan Watson asked, what is your go-to impression?
Hello, Watson. I suppose, I don't know. It's a toss up between three, I suppose. Ooh. Three ones that I go for are usually, it's either David Tennant,
right,
Ryan Reynolds, or Matt Berry from the IT Crowd and What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, I want to hear your Ryan Reynolds.
I was going to say, I really want to hear his Matt Berry.
Oh, okay. we're going to hear them all.
Oh, hello there. I bet you're wondering why the red suit. Well, that's the bad guys can't see me bleed.
That's so sick. Spot on. Like,
that's mad.
You've gotten that nailed, that. Seriously.
Oh, stop it. You're just saying that. Seriously. That's the highest of praises, seriously, but I can't thank you enough.
So good.
Yo.
Could you please do Renan from the IT Crowd, please?
You there, computer man. Fix my pants. Here at Renan Industries, we are looking at new ways to perfect the future. what's that one? Oh no, I did a because you know the bit where they are trying to fix his pants and he turns around to the consumers from the other companies.
Yes,
that was one bit I did. I did a thing on TikTok where it was like, what if Matt Berry was Doctor Who?
Yeah,
and so it's like, hello there, I'm the Doctor, and basically, fuck off.
It'd be great as the Doctor.
I think you would absolutely crush it. When, especially now that Jodie Whittaker's leaving, there's the door is open. Someone could come in and be the new Doctor.
Definitely.
And if they say Matt Berry,
that's funny.
That's content for me for the next couple of years.
That is.
Speaking of, we've been to the cinema loads the past few weeks. Have you been and have you seen anything?
Yes. The first film I saw after lockdown in the cinemas was Black Widow.
Thoughts?
And it was good. I enjoyed it. Then again, I'm one of those guys. I grew up reading the comics since I was like a wee babu. And yeah. I enjoyed it. I feel there were times where it was a bit slow.
Yes.
Or they're trying a bit too hard with the character development with like, or like relationships and stuff.
Mm.
But I suppose, you know, it's been so long since we've seen films in the cinema and even a Marvel movie for that matter.
Yeah.
This is all important because chances are these characters are going to come back at some point eventually.
Mm-hmm.
This is one thing that I keep having to say to people I know who are like, but it didn't happen like that in the books and that character's not supposed to be that character. It's like, guys, multiverse, it's not the same continuity. They're going to make changes. They're going to do different things. Mm. Quit your bitching.
Yeah, it's an adaption, isn't it? It's not going to be straight to...
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
We saw Free Guy the other day, didn't
yeah.
we?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Did you like it too?
I really enjoyed it, actually. Yeah, I thought it was so. Really good.
I liked it. I got to see it...
Very unique.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Especially with, like, I suppose the idea of the film, like, because it's very rare you get comic book film, sorry, video game movies in that sense. Most of the time, it's just really crappy video game movie adaptations.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I really dug it and I really enjoyed it. And it's definitely that sort of that Ryan Reynolds Deadpool kind of humor, which he sort of, he just does a lot now. I'm not complaining because what's not to love?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was
I would let that man
cast.
Do lots of terrible things to me. But yeah.
It was a great cast.
Wicked cast, wasn't it?
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Woman from Killing Eve and the dude from Stranger Things.
Yeah, mad.
Oh, Jodie Comer, yeah. No, yeah. She is absolutely crushing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, doing really well.
I'm a huge Taika Waititi fan as well.
Oh, yeah, he's so funny.
Oh, yes.
I love him to death, that guy.
Like, I love that they did the promotional video where they got him in as Korg and they got Ryan Reynolds in the Deadpool suit and it's just them sitting there going like, hello there, my name is Korg and I'm here to do a reaction video with this fella Deadpool here, Mr. Poole.
That was
it's just like,
video.
Yes.
I've, Sweet Tea has barely watched any Marvels. I've been watching them from the start with her. So we've just got, I know. I had
Can
that
you believe
reaction
it?
Well.
I've watched none up until a month ago.
Yeah, now we're up to Iron Man 3. We've just watched that.
I love Iron Man. It's now my new favorite.
I remember seeing the first one in 2008, and I remember sitting there thinking, "This is either gonna suck or it's gonna change everything."
Yeah.
And now here we are 10 years later with like one of the most successful film franchises in history. It's like, my God. the films have either gotten so much better and better and better over time, or they've just consistently stayed at a level where it's like, this is great. This is enjoyable. I love it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And especially, are you guys watching What If, the series on Disney Plus?
No, I need to.
I am. Tease not. No. Because I don't think it would be your cup of tea.
Oh, really?
I'm not going to lie, Elliot. I'm on the fence about that. Some of the episodes I thought have been really good. The one that came out today was really good. And last week's Doctor Strange one was really good. But the first three... I were very meh for me. I thought the dialogue was quite cringy at times. I don't know if
I liked the first episode just because of the idea of it. And I thought this is a really solid I think that's the thing. It's the idea is and trying to condense it down into like a half an hour episode when it's like, guys, you're used to having 2.5 hours to play with.
Yeah.
Good luck. But I've really enjoyed them so far, and especially like Loki. And Falcon and Winter Soldier and WandaVision as well. They've all been absolutely phenomenal.
I cannot wait. It's going to take a while, but I cannot wait until we get to WandaVision. Because really? WandaVision is... that is...
Is it really good?
It is so good. And also, it's all about its sitcoms, which you know are my bread and butter. and it's just... Like, it's each episode is a different decade sitcom.
Oh, okay.
So they're all different. Oh, it's fantastic. So
sounds interesting.
Good. Yeah. Have you seen Shang-Chi?
No, I'm going to see that tomorrow. That's my plan for tomorrow.
That film's really good.
Oh, don't give any spoilers then, James.
No, I'm not going to give any spoilers, but it's probably the best, like, standalone, not team-up one, standalone superhero that they've done in a while.
Oh, wicked.
The fighting choreography is, it's like watching a dance. It's so
good. Amazing.
So good. You're going to love it.
Wow.
I hope so. I love the old, like, I love that old style of, like, fight choreography movies and, like, old, because I remember all the ones that, like, Enter the Dragon and, like, things like that. So if that's what I'm hoping to see, then it's like, yes, give me some of that, Marvel.
Yeah, exactly. Have you seen, are you a musical man?
I do love the odd musical here and there, yes.
In the Heights?
I've heard of it. I've not seen it, though, because I think that was around the time I was kind of like, I'm not going into cinemas, because I was like,
right at the start, just as it was coming out, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. But now that I'm double vaxxed, I'm like, now I feel a bit safer going into enclosed spaces with strangers again.
Yeah.
That's fair enough.
But that came out wrong. But,
but speaking of cinemas,
the
way we know each other is that we all worked at the same cinema at different times.
Yes. Different periods. Yeah.
I've worked with Elliot at the cinema. I've worked with you, but you didn't work together.
I didn't work with Elliot, but I worked with Elliot's brother.
Right. Yes, you did.
Mad.
I think it's one of those things in Bognor. Most people say, if you've lived in Bognor, at some point you've worked in Butlins, but I'm like, no, man. If you've lived in Bognor, you worked in the cinema at some point.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I mean, I worked there twice.
Yeah, so you just couldn't leave the place.
I know.
Dude, so did I. I've been there twice in my time, and in between then I worked it for the enemy. I worked for Cineworld for a good couple of years.
My brother worked there as well.
How funny.
Ooh.
I know.
A bit of rivalry in the house.
Every time I was at Picturehome and someone said, oh, I'm going to go to Cineworld, I'm like, shh, we don't say the C word here.
Yes. That carried on, actually, even when I was there.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Other people say that.
Yeah. Definitely Paul.
Yeah.
Hey. Well, when I was at Cineworld, I would often say to people, they'd be like, oh my God, the tickets are so expensive and I had to come from Bognor. I had to get a mortgage just to get a train and a ticket. And I'm like, well, go to Bognor. They have a cinema.
Yeah.
I swear to God, the amount of people that look at me and go, you what?
Really?
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was like, seriously, Bognor has a cinema.
That's fucking mad, like, isn't it?
It's literally across the road. How can you miss the giant pointy fucking building?
Yeah.
It has cinema written on it.
Literally.
How did you find your time working there at the cinema?
The first time round, it was, like with most jobs, it was fun, it was good, and it paid the bills. But over time, like, sort of, I think certain people sort of, like, came into power, but like, had ideas of how they wanted to run it.
Yeah.
And they just came across as very unprofessional, and I just didn't want to stay there for much longer.
Don't blame you. Got out there when you could.
Yeah. And the second time was when it was under new management. Again, what's that saying they say where it's like, you don't go for the same job twice, or never. It was like, what, if you left somewhere, don't go back to it.
Yes. Yeah.
It was kind of like that, but again, I didn't hate it because it was a nice change from having worked at Cineworld for so long.
Yeah. Yeah.
But again, it was just kind of a case of, nah, I'm bringing back memories of what I used to have to deal with, so I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I completely get you. And I think I definitely felt, the first time that I worked at the cinema, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was quite a fun, quirky job.
Yeah,
it was
definitely.
Different.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Than like working on a high street or something like that.
Yeah.
But then the second time around, I went there with the thing of like, I'm here so I can leave at some point. Like,
yeah.
It's just filling a void.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's keeping the roof over your head for the time being.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But I mean, it's still a lovely
it's still
cinema.
It's still a cool job, to be fair.
Yeah. Nice. It's still a nice place to go to.
But you just get bored of it after you've done it for bloody years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's only so much popcorn you can serve.
Yeah.
There's only so much popcorn you can eat when you're like, when there's no one there, you're like, oh, there's no one here.
I am interested in whether you heard the controversy around the cinema that happened over lockdown.
Oh, is this the Better Call Saul situation?
Yeah, isn't it?
The big old Breaking Bad.
Yeah, Breaking Bognor, from what I heard.
The headline.
It was in The Sun, yeah.
Madness.
Yeah, isn't it great? The only time we make The Sun newspaper is when something really crappy's happened in Bognor.
Well, we made Bognor Observer, so.
Hey! That's a bit of good news.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, exactly. We're going to move on now because I wanted to get to, you've got a quiz prepared for us.
Oh, I'm excited.
Elliot.
All right. Okay.
Take it away.
I don't have a special jingle for this.
We'll just use our normal jingle.
Yes.
Would you like me to introduce it for you as well?
Oh, yeah. Go on. Give us a jingle.
Okay. You guys know X Factor voice, right? Okay.
Yes.
Good evening and welcome to the Court Case Podcast Quizzy Me Thingy My Bomb. Here today, we have Tegan and James. They have to guess five voices. Whoever wins gets bragging rights over the other. James, Tegan, are you ready?
Ready.
Yes.
Let's do this.
I love that. That was sick.
Smashed it.
if you ever need an intro, give me a shout.
Oh my God, why haven't we?
Okay, so first one, here we go. I'll see which one of you waves first, try and get my attention.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. Don't blink. Don't even blink. Blink and you're dead. James.
David Tennant.
That is correct. David Tennant from Doctor Who.
Of course it is. I'm going to be so bad at this. I already know it.
That was well good as
that
well.
That was really good, actually. Yeah.
Have you, quickly before question two, have you heard him be Scrooge McDuck on DuckTales?
Yes, I have heard Scrooge McDuck in DuckTales. And I've got to say, It's a right quacker of a time. All right.
Love that show. Carry on.
Oh my God, you guys are getting sidetracked.
Okay. You might get this one quite quickly.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. Tegan.
Oh my God, what's his name? Liam Neeson.
Yay!
I'll give you that. Liam Neeson from Taken.
Neeson.
Well done.
Same thing. I'm well proud of myself.
Oh my God, we're one for one.
Healthy.
It's heating up. They've got one each. Right, this is probably gonna, okay. Okay. It's trying to go from one voice to another to another to another. It's like,
oh my gosh.
It's times like this having a split personality would come in handy. Right. Okay, here we go.
So do all who live to see such times, but that is not for them to decide.
James?
It's my boy Ian McKellen as Gandalf.
Yes.
Gandalf the Grey.
I recognised it.
Yeah. I love his voice. It's so soothing.
It's one of those voices where you could just sit there and like, Ian, tell me something. Say something good today. Tell me something good has happened.
Did you know that today in Bognor Regis, they found a meth lab inside the cinema? There's at least £20,000 of the finest blue crystal in there. I should know because I'm on it right now. Gollum is climbing on the ceiling as we speak.
Oh my gosh.
I love that.
That needs to be a thing where it's like Lord of the Rings, like on acid or something. Peter Jackson, get on that.
Yeah.
Okay, number four.
That is the second term you've spoken of to turn, Miss Granger. Five more points from Gryffindor for being an insufferable know-it-all. James?
You've not seen the movie, so it's like, it is Professor Snape from Harry Potter.
Oh,
yes, Alan Rickman, yes.
Would never have known
R.I.P.
that.
R.I.P. in peace.
Yes, indeed. Okay, I should have gone with a simple one, gone, no, I have a machine gun. Her.
I forgot you. There's so many films you haven't seen.
Yeah,
so
that's probably why I struggle with these type of quizzes.
Okay, Tegan, do you watch Netflix?
Yeah.
You seen a lot of the stuff they've done on there recently?
No, I haven't.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
Well, this is a voice that's proven quite popular recently.
Okay.
So,
evil is evil, lesser, greater, middling. It's all the same.
Oh Christ!
I look at James because I'm bloody clueless.
I don't recognize.
Oh. I've got them stumped.
Oh,
listeners,
no.
The faces right now.
It's a very good voice, but I don't know.
No idea.
Give us another clue or saying something else.
I haven't got another quote, damn it.
No. He wasn't prepared.
Hang on. Okay, right. The recent TV show on Netflix, so.
Recent TV show on Netflix. What genre are we talking?
Fantasy
genre.
Is it?
It's also a very popular video game.
Oh, The Witcher. It's what's his name from The Witcher? Is it Henry Cavill.
My name is Geralt of Rivia, and I am the Witcher.
My brother likes
And yes, right? Henry Cavill, yes.
Toss a coin to your Witcher, O Valley of Plenty, O Valley of Plenty, oh.
He's also Superman.
Oh, okay.
But he doesn't sound like that when he's Superman.
Right.
No, when he's Superman, he sounds a bit more like this.
Yeah, there you go, Clark Kent.
Wow.
I'm here for truth, justice, and hopefully another movie.
So, what are the final scores there, Elliot?
1-4.
I asked Elliot.
The final scores are as follows. James has 4. It's kind of one-sided, isn't it? James wins.
Hey!
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
I win. I wish I'd sorted a prize out.
It's like, oh, I sort this prize out for myself. Yay.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if you've listened to much of our podcast in the past, but we have a very popular segment called Courting with James, where we discuss sex/relationship advice that people have sent in or we found on the internet. And we thought...
Can we give our views?
Yeah, towards the end of the podcast now, we thought we'd get you involved in something of ours and we would give the people some relationship advice and do a bit of courting with James.
Speaking of Jeremy Kyle impression voice, there we go.
How's that sound?
I'm game. So hit me with your courting, James.
Okay, perfect. We've got a jingle, so we're just going to cue the jingle quick. I've got stories lined up. I've got some juicy ones. Right. This first one is my friend, 21, trying to set me, 21, up with her dad, 49?
Oh, my God.
Right.
Well, I don't know. If they're trying to set someone up with their dad, that's interesting.
So,
okay. Most important question. Is the dad a DILF?
Well, we'll have to read and find out. So,
yes, good for it.
I've got the story here. She says, I don't know if I'm just imagining things, but lately I've been getting the feeling that my friend Haley wants me to date her dad. Believe me, I know how weird that sounds.
Mm.
She went on to say, he has been divorced for about 5 years by now. I know him well. Haley and I have been friends since high school, so I spent lots of time in his house. They have a pool, so basically that's where our friend group has spent every summer in high school. A couple of months ago, Haley started talking about how she needs to find a girlfriend for her dad because he hasn't been dating since the divorce. She is spending the summer at her dad's, and last week she invited me over for dinner. She said it's going to be just the two of us because her dad will be at work and she's going to cook. When I arrived, she told me that her father got home early, so he'll eat with us. Okay, that's fine by me. I helped her finish up in the kitchen, and just as we were about to sit down, she gets a call. It's an emergency. Her mum needs her because the babysitter cancelled, and Haley has to watch her brother. I offered to go with her, but she told me that I should stay and have dinner with her dad.
What the hell?
So we had dinner, just the two of us.
That's so awkward.
Yeah.
Okay, so just to confirm, Haley is the one trying to set up the friend with Haley's dad.
Apparently, possibly,
yeah.
Yes.
Right. Okay, first of all, Haley, you a freak. Second of all,
yeah.
I kid. I suppose, in a way, I can see what they're trying to do. It's like in the best of intentions kind of thing. It's like, oh, you know, you've not seen anybody in a while, and, you know, my dad's single as well. But just imagine how awkward it's going to be when, say, the next time you go for dinner together, one of you calls him dad, the other calls him daddy.
Yeah.
And,
well, there's more.
Oh,
yeah.
Deets.
She says, yesterday I was at their house again, swimming in the swimming pool like we used to when we were younger. All of a sudden, she realizes that she needs to go to the store because she needs something for dinner. She asks her dad to come out to the swimming pool so I'm not alone. So there I was in my bikini chatting with her dad. She took her sweet time too. When she arrived, she said, I hope you two had fun. During dinner, she mentioned our common interests multiple times. Nat, did you know my dad loves horror movies too? Or, Dad, Nat wants to go to France one day. You've been there. Tell her about it. So am I crazy, or do you guys think that she wants to set us up too?
That sounds so suspicious.
That sounds a bit more definite.
I'm trying to wrap my mind around this.
Yeah. Why would anybody ever want that? Why would they want their friend to get with their dad?
It's so strange, isn't it?
It is a bit, and especially considering, like, that dad, like they said, they've known each other since high school, so the dad's seen her from when
grow
she was
up.
Quite young
yeah.
and grow into a, like an adult. Mm.
So, but if that's the thing, right, so say this went ahead, okay, and she
yeah.
was like, I'm trying to set you up with dad, and it went ahead. The dad could then be accused of grooming.
Yeah.
Because they grew up together, even if obviously
yeah.
did not even
yeah, does that mean
that
the
all?
Dad said something to his daughter about him fancying Hayley?
Maybe. Or maybe it's just a very strange daughter.
Yeah, I'm going to go with option B. Yeah. Maybe. I think maybe it could have been maybe the dad said something along the lines of, you know, like, oh, she's grown up really well. She's really, you know, she's grown into a very beautiful young woman. Yeah,
yeah.
You know, being complimentary of a friend.
Yeah.
And maybe the daughter's taken that in the wrong context and thought,
yeah.
my dad fancies my friend and stuff. So,
you would want to avoid that situation yeah. from happening, surely.
I think if one of my friends tried setting me up with their dad or mum, sorry, or whatever, I think I'd have some questions about my friendship with this person.
Yeah,
like, dude,
absolutely.
What the fresh hell?
Why do they want me to be stepdad?
Yeah.
That's so strange.
Or have that awkward conversation where, like, you have to go sit next to him on the bed and go, listen, son, I know things are hard right now. Dude, you're the same age as me. I know, but hear me out on this. And just like, it's like, I'm not taking fatherly advice from a guy who I watched puke into a bucket outside a club.
Yeah. Also, girls talk to girls about their guys, so she couldn't exactly talk to her friend anymore about her dad.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that'd be so weird. It's like, oh my God, Gary's
oh, last
doing this
night
weird thing
in the
with
bedroom.
His feet. Oh my God, it's like, dude, that's my dad. What the fuck?
Oh
my God, seriously. Steven is doing this thing where he keeps putting his finger in my mouth when I'm trying to talk to him. And it's like, oh, there's the bed, set for the bedroom. And he's like, he won't even touch me anymore. It's like, Dad, I'm having PTSD. Why?
Literally.
What I think she needs to do, I think her name is Natalie. She needs to be,
Natalie.
Needs to be like, Hayley, I find it really awkward when you leave me alone with your dad.
Yeah, why are you leaving her alone with the dad?
I think without saying why are you doing it, to make it more awkward, I think just say, could you not do it anymore?
I feel like if she's going to the shop, sure, you'd go with your friend to the shop.
Yeah, you would,
wouldn't you? And you would go to your dad and be like, oh, she's in the pool. Can you leave her alone? Not get in the pool with her. Like,
yeah, that's...
that's the polar opposite of what you would do, right?
Right, yeah.
But it's like that, ladies and gentlemen, is how you get yourself on a registered list.
Exactly. Well, we've put that one to bed.
Yeah,
that was
mad.
I definitely think she's trying to set her up.
Absolutely.
So,
it's too weird otherwise.
Natalie, just
Natalie, if you're listening, stop it.
Just run.
Please.
Okay. Now, this one is just straight up funny. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Someone has asked, am I the asshole for naming my dog Brad?
Yeah.
Now, you may first ask yourself, how does this involve relationships? But it will.
Okay.
Okay, just let...
Okay.
Listen to this story. So, am I the arsehole for naming my dog Brad? So, he says, I've always thought it's funny when dogs have human names. Much more amusing to me than giving them obvious dog names like Spike or Jellybean or whatever. Never had an issue with Brad's name being what it is until recently. Do you have a dog, Elliot?
Yes, I do. We have a Westie, and his name is Baxter.
Baxter.
Oh,
that's
Baxter's
a, that's
nice.
A good,
that's
solid
a dog,
dog
name.
That
that's
is,
a dog
it?
Name.
Yeah. So, my sister got a new boyfriend, and I'm sure you can see where this is going. I don't think I even have to say his name. Well, my sister came over the other day with him, and we met for the first time. Everything was all fine and good until he asked what my dog's name was. I laughed a little and said that his name was also Brad. He looked at me for a second and asked if I was joking or not. And I told him, no, his name is actually Brad. After that, his whole mood flipped and the remainder of the visit just had an uncomfortable vibe. A while after they left, my sister called me and started berating me for disrespecting her boyfriend.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh,
the dog was called Brad before he came into her life.
Honestly, this seems like such a Brad thing for him to do. And
oh my God, stop being a brat, seriously.
That's the new Karen for men.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't think I did anything wrong here, but maybe I'm wrong. Should I have lied about Brad's name so I didn't risk hurting his feelings?
Oh my God.
Look, if I turned up at someone's house and they said my dog's name is James, I would want to hang out with that dog all evening.
Yeah,
like, that would be the best thing.
That's
ever.
So funny. It's a coincidence, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't get. Yeah. It's a coincidence. It's not disrespecting.
No,
it's a brand new boyfriend. It's not like he bought the dog. It's like, I'm going to name this after her.
Yeah, decided to date someone with the same name as a dog.
I think the question we should ask ourselves here is not who names their dog Brad, but who dates someone called Brad?
Yeah. Yeah. There we go.
It's such a douchey net. Sorry to any Brads listening.
Brad Pitt, if you're listening, I'm not sorry.
Yeah, but I think the boyfriend's just being a bit insecure and touchy here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because let's face it, if she'd done that on the day and found out his name was Brad, if she started saying, like, come here, Brad, come here, the dog would look like, what the fuck are you talking about? Who's Brad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I've got my dog, and like his name's Baxter, and if I just shouted, Gunthorpe, come forth, he'd be like, huh?
Yeah. What the fuck?
He'd look blankly into the void as if I just shouted something in Mongolian or something.
Yeah.
And he'd be like,
Yeah, he wouldn't have been able to use a fake name.
No.
Exactly. Exactly. You can't do that. Especially like with dogs, and I'm guessing thunderstorm just arrived where you guys are.
Oh my gosh.
If you give me 2 seconds, I'm going to close my window.
That lightning was strong. I don't know if you saw it.
That was. I saw the two.
Ooh, I can hear it. The thunder's right over my office at the moment. So it's like, oh.
Say goodbye
no.
to the warm weather, guys.
Oh no.
It's probably going to be really humid and just be like, oh, it's warm, but it's just, yeah.
Yeah.
It's that nasty damp warm.
I hope. Yeah. I hope Brad's all right in this weather.
Okay, oh, Brad. If you can hear me, I love you.
Which one? The dog or the human?
What you should do, the brother, is for now on when Brad, the boyfriend, visits, he should just start calling him dog and then Brad.
Yeah.
Or maybe just like when they're both there, just say, Brad, who wants a biscuit? Whoever comes first. They get priority.
Yeah, very true.
They get the name.
The Brad title.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that.
Mm. Or call one Bradley.
Or Brad, who wants a walk?
Walkies.
Walkies.
And then the boyfriend comes out with a leash going, what? And he's like, not you, Bradley. Brad the second. There we go.
So we can confirm that guy's not an arsehole.
No,
correct?
Never.
No, not an asshole at all, no.
Good. Owner of Brad, you didn't provide your name in the post. You're not
Maybe
an
his
arsehole.
Name is Brad too.
Can you imagine? Brad. Can you imagine naming your dog the same name as you?
Can we please call this story 2.5 Brads?
Yeah. That's great.
Oh.
We are coming to the end of the show here now. Mm. Thank you so much for coming on, Elliot. It's been amazing.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure to be on here, and it's been so wonderful talking to you two. It's been absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, it's been really nice to have a catch up.
Please don't. Where can everyone find you?
Well, most of my stuff is findable on TikTok. I'm on Instagram as well. I had a Facebook page, but then for some reason, Facebook decided to delete it randomly, which I was like, that's super helpful. So I've made a new one, but honestly, I'm probably just going to delete it because, Facebook's kind of like sort of, I mostly use it for social stuff rather than, look at me.
Yeah.
So most of my stuff can be found on YouTube, on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok.
What are your ats?
Oh, good God. That's a good question. I think on Instagram, I'm at mr.elliot.crossley.
Yeah.
TikTok is at Mr. E. Crossley. Mm-hmm. I think Twitter is the same as that. It's at Mr. E. Crossley. And YouTube, just look up my name, Elliot Crossley, and you're bound to find me.
Yeah.
Although there is another guy on YouTube called Elliot Crossley, and he's a Harry Styles lookalike.
Oh.
And yeah, so I think someone because that same guy, he was on Twitter and he put a thing up saying, I keep getting messages about people wanting impressions. I think they want this Elliot Crossley.
Oh.
And I'm like, hi, sorry.
Nice bit of cross promotion.
Oh my
yeah,
god.
Yeah, a little bit.
Cross promotion. Love yeah. that.
Mm. Ah!
I didn't get that until you said it.
Also, that one of you is an arsehole then because you both got the same name.
Yeah.
Going
well,
off by that story.
Mm. Well, like we said, whoever comes first for the biscuit, that one's the good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for coming on, Elliot. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Goodbye.
Toodaloo.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.